If any of your home or kitchen appliances break down, then you of course will be faced with making the decision of whether or not you should hire someone to repair it, or maybe it might be worth buying a new appliance. With the cost of today's appliances, most consumers may choose just to have it repaired. However, that may not be the best choice, but sometimes it will. In this podcast today, you are going to learn some tips that will help you make a good decision when this happens. First, let us look at a few situations where you will need to make a decision about repairing or not repairing. When you notice your fridge is cooling, but not cooling like it used to. How about your oven is not heating up? Your ice maker is not producing ice? When the dishes look the same way they did when they went into the dishwasher? Any of the above situations will signal to a consumer that there's a problem and they need to decide on repairing their appliances. And maybe you have experienced the stress of going online to research the problem, and you quickly find that 1. It's like navigating a maze of information trying to find repair tips about your specific appliance model. 2. Your manufacturer is giving you the runaround. And 3. You find some reviews, but they are conflicting. Now you're starting to realize that making a decision to replace or repair your laundry or kitchen appliance is a major decision. Now let me talk about some tips to help you make a quick decision. Each of your appliances have a life expectancy, and if you're close to this point or beyond it, then it is time to say goodbye and replace it. The only exception to this rule would be if you have some type of expensive top-of-the-line model, or maybe you have an antique model that is worth a lot more than the typical residential appliance. Here are the national averages of life expectancy for home appliances. Electric clothes dryers are 14 years. Gas clothes dryers, 13 years. Washing machines, 12 years. Dishwashers, 12 years. Microwaves, the non-countertop, are 8 years. Vent hoods and range hoods are 14 years. Electric stoves, 16 years. Electric ovens, 16 years. Gas ovens and gas stoves, 19 years. Freezers, 16 years. Refrigerators, 14 years. And trash compactors and garbage disposals are 13 years. The rule of thumb is this. If the cost to repair your broken appliance is more than 50% of the cost of new replacement appliance, then you're better off buying a new one. You also have to factor in that with a newer appliance, it will have better energy efficiency, so it will cost you a lot less to operate, and it will be more environmentally friendly than your existing appliance. Sometimes these newer appliances can pay for themselves with the annual energy savings. You will know these energy efficient appliances by the yellow energy guide tag, and in some cases you can even find rebates or tax credits from the government on washers, dryers, refrigerators, etc. The national average for prices for new home appliances. Clothes dryers are between $400 and $1,200. Washing machines are between $500 and $1,100. Dishwashers are between $450 to $1,400. The microwave and non-countertop microwaves are between $300 to $600. Stoves and ovens, can speak there for a minute, is $500 to $1,500. And refrigerators are $700 to $2,800. Now that's expensive. So before you call an appliance repair company, you should first check the warranty by your manufacturer. Whenever you have a broken appliance, you should first check your user manual and see what the warranty is on your appliance. That way, you can find out if the problem may be covered under the warranty, as well as you can find out if maybe you missed a recall for one of your appliance parts. A lot of appliance manufacturers will keep replacement parts for a minimum of 10 years after the appliance was manufactured. This is important to know because if your kitchen appliance is too old, you may not be able to find the parts to repair it. The tips we just discussed should make the repair replace decision a lot easier. However, we know there are cases where you will need to call an appliance repair company to get a professional opinion, and you should, because in many cases a repairman can save you money in the long run. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I hope this helps make your decision easier.